Thank you, Pastor. And it's a joy to be here with you today in Buffalo Ridge. I tell you, it's a joy to be saved, to know that you're on your way to heaven, to know that you have some people that are like-minded, that are glad they believe the Bible, stand for the Word of God. And what a blessing it's been to be with you. And I love that song about the blood. I told the lady in the line one time, I said, the devil can't get me. I'm under the blood. She said, well, I wouldn't be too sure. I said, well, if he comes through the blood, he'll be a saved devil. Say amen. Amen. I thank God there's power in the blood. And what a blessing it is to share with you the Word of God. I want you to turn quickly with me to the last chapter in the Bible. The last chapter in the Word of God. Oh, I'll tell you, I used to read Revelation every day, all 22 chapters. And I love the last book of the Bible. You know, you can, if you didn't have any theological teaching, you'd know the Bible's the Word of God. It starts off right, it ends right. Amen? Starts off in the beginning, God, and ends right. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, amen. And that's the greatness of this book. Let me say this. The last chapter, you have to believe seven doctrines in the last seven verses if you're going to heaven. I don't believe that a man can deny the virgin birth and go to heaven. I hear some of these evangelists say it's not of necessity that a person believe in the authenticity and the inspirational, verbal inspiration of the Bible. Yes, it is. This is not another book. It's the book inspired of the Lord. Thank God for the blessings of that. Now, I'm going to speak to you out of the last few verses here. And I won't speak long. I want you to get out and be back with us this afternoon. You know, everybody's heard all week about the massacre, about the 13 lives that were taken under the domain of Satanism, butchered, massacred, buried in shallow graves out just across the Texas border there in Mexico. People have been alarmed about why do people get into Satanism. How do people become bewitched? Hollywood will tell you that. That's sad. But if you be here today, I'll tell you what the Bible says. How can a man be so possessed? Now, a Christian cannot be possessed by the devil. He can be oppressed by demons, but he can't be, he cannot be possessed by them. The Spirit of God is in you. The Spirit of God's in me. And greater is he that's in you than he that's of the world. But I'm going to speak on Satanism, and I don't think I'll mention 13 this afternoon. So the pastor's already mentioned it. God bless him. Now, there are two people. I didn't think he'd think of that. I wouldn't have told him that if I thought he'd have thought of that. Calvin, we're glad to see you. Amen. I was preaching down in Atlanta over at Hawthorne, I believe is the name of the church. And he came over, and I remember he's a little boy when I first came here. Amen. He thought I was the best preacher in the world. That's the reason I like him so good. Amen. Wouldn't you like somebody thought you was the best preacher in the world? Except his dad. And he believes his dad's the best, and that's the way it ought to be. That's the way it ought to be. And then Mr. Hodges, Mr. Jackie Hodges. Where's Mr. Hodges? Is he back there with us today? Stand up back there. I want everybody to see you, Mr. Hodges. He furnishes me a car every time I'm here. Amen. Isn't that nice? Praise God. And you know, he had it filled up with gas, and I hate to give it back to you empty, but that's only. But it's really nice to have. And folks have been so kind. Listen. I tell you, I appreciate the good singing. Hadn't it been good? Yeah, it's been wonderful. I like good singing, and it's just been tops every night. And then the men have worked, and the bus workers have worked, and the staff has worked, and the pastor, and we've had a great time. So I want to thank you for what you've done, what you do in our ministry. Now take your Bible real quickly. I'm going to look in the Word of God, and I'm going to speak to you today on what if you miss God's last call. What if you miss God's last call? God will call men for the last time. He has in the book. In fact, the night I got saved at the University or North Carolina State College, taking final exams the second year, room C, 813 C Dormitory in Raleigh, North Carolina, when God saved me. I believe that's the last time. God had been calling me since a little boy. You say, preacher, how long does God call a person? As long as you live. But there does come a time when God gives you that last call. And I believe when you step over that deadline and you ignore and reject and insult the Holy Spirit, I do not believe God will call you anymore. Look with me, please, in the last chapter of the book of the Bible. I want you to stand all over the house. We'll begin reading with verse 17 and read down through the rest of the chapter. You need to read the last seven verses and get these last seven doctrines. They're marvelous. But look at verse 17. And the Spirit, and the Spirit, and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that shall thirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto those things, or these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which were written in this book. He which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I never did understand why a lot of people said John the Revelator, or John the beloved disciple, was a southerner. But he said in his close of the Bible, you all. Amen. He didn't say you-uns, but he said you all. And he said, the grace of the Lord Jesus. But in verse 17, God said to this man, John, before you close out the book, before you close the Bible out, before you say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, said, give one more call. And he said, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And he said, let him that shall thirst come. And then he gives that wide invitation. He said, and whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Would you be seated all over the house? Our Heavenly Father, how we thank thee for the privilege coming today. And Lord, if there's someone here that may be receiving the last call, oh, I pray, I plead today of mercy and grace. I thank you for your patience and your long suffering with us. Lord, how you've called us in the cold and in the heat. How you've called us down the longevity of life. And I'm glad that, Lord, you still call. But one day you're going to say, like you did to John, there on that Isle of Patmos, give the last call. Lord, this may be somebody's last call right here in the church this morning. So I pray that you'd speak to every heart, and all you do will praise you, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Beloved, I want you to look this way, and for a few moments I'm speaking on the subject. What if this were your last call? What if this would be the last time you'd ever hear God ever speak? Now you say, preacher, how does God speak to men? Well, let me say before I get into the introduction of this message, and I'll preach 20 minutes and then close so you can get back this afternoon. But let me say this to you. I'm glad God called me when I was a young lad. I remember the first time that I recognized the call of God. A completed Jew was preaching. I didn't say converted, a completed Jew, a man that had trusted the Lord Jesus, and he preached on Calvary, and I could almost hear the dripping of the blood. I could almost hear the heartbeat of the dying Son of God. And I went home, and we had a little house, or a pretty good size house, and underneath the house, the first house I ever remember where you'd drive your car, and we had an old car, and my mother and dad drove up underneath the house, and then closed the door, and I didn't get out of the car for a few minutes. I sat down on the stairway going up to the living room, and I started to weep, and my mother opened the door, and she said, "What's wrong, Mays?" I said, "The Lord's been calling me." "Oh," she said, "son, don't reject his call. I'm glad as a lad. The Lord called me." Then one night, I was getting ready to go to Tommy Dorsey dance, and as I stood in room 813 C dormitory there in Raleigh, North Carolina, I knelt and I said, "Lord, I surrender to your call." Oh, that great call of God. God calls sinners, and then God calls saints. God's calling this church to love him more and to do more for him, but God calls sinners. And I want to give you, by way of introduction, three ways that God calls sinners. He calls them through preaching. I'm glad the Bible said God had chosen the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. Aren't you glad you've got that kind of a preacher here that preaches the word of God? I'm glad that I heard preaching. What a blessing when that old completed Jew, or you might say converted Jew, was preaching, and he told me about Jesus taking my place, and he told me about Jesus dying, shedding his blood just for me. Oh, what a blessing that was. I used to have Bob Jones Sr. in our church every year for a meeting, and he'd always hold that hand up, and I never will forget him with such compassion. He'd say, "God called me to preach, to tell men that are not deserving of it, to tell men that ought to go to hell, that they don't have to go to hell, that Jesus died that they might be saved." Oh, that made an impression on me as a young preacher. And I say to you that have gathered here, what a blessing it is to have a preacher, a man of God that stands between the living and the dead to preach the word of God. Not only does God call through preaching, he calls through the precious Holy Spirit. I'm glad the Bible says, "It's expedient that I go away," Jesus said. "If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I'll send another. And when he's come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and judgment." Oh, thank God for the work of the precious Holy Spirit. The Bible said no man can come to the Father except the Spirit draw him. And the Spirit, he's the one that when you leave the church lost and go home and can't sleep and you're troubled, he, the Holy Spirit, is the one that troubles you. Not only the precious Holy Spirit, not only the preaching of the word, but listen, God calls through praying loved ones. Aren't you glad someone prayed for you? Wouldn't it be awful if nobody had ever called your name in prayer? I believe the reason I got saved as a young man, my mother's prayers followed me. Oh, when I was just a lad, we had a little home over in the mountains of North Carolina, and I'd hear my mother in there cooking breakfast, and she'd be praying. She'd call my name. She'd call Fred's name, my brother, and she'd pray. Listen to me. It's a blessed thing this morning to know that somebody's prayed for you, that somebody's called your name out, that someone is interested enough to pray for you. Praise God. I'm glad calls. But if you miss God's call, there are three things that'll happen. Let me give them to you this morning. First of all, your longing soul will never be satisfied. Did you know only God can give you life? Only God can make living worth living. Listen, I don't care what you have, what you possess, what your name may be, pleasure and public opinion, all of these things. Listen to me, power of this world, prosperity cannot satisfy the longing heart. Oh, it's a blessing to know that Jesus said, "If you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again." I was in Brother Jack's Sunday school lesson, and it was a blessing. But he's in the sixth chapter. In the fourth chapter, there's a great woman. It turned out to be great. She wasn't anything till she said to Jesus, "I don't want the water that's there in Jacob's well. That water in Jacob's well won't satisfy me. Give me that water that you're talking about." Give me that water that'll satisfy the longing of my soul. Oh, there are people all over America, and they're running to and fro, and they're sowing seeds of bitterness, sowing seeds of sin, sowing seeds of reveille, and thinking they'll be satisfied. No, sir, there's a vacuum in every heart. There's an emptiness in every life that only the Son of God can give satisfaction. I'm glad the night I knelt and trusted Jesus, He gave me water that was not in the well. He gave me water that was not in the well. In the 7th chapter of the book of John, listen, Bible said the priests were coming back. They had the water. This type of religion today, they won't satisfy. Being a Baptist won't satisfy. Signing a card won't satisfy. Listen to me. Being a good moral person won't satisfy. Seeking the things that pacify you will not satisfy. But this 7th chapter of John, the Bible says on the big feast day, and the priest came back with water in their vessels, but they couldn't satisfy with the water they had. That's when Jesus stepped up in John chapter 7. Listen to what he said. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Those fellows don't have satisfying water. But he said, if you thirst, I will give you water. And out of your innermost being shall flow rivers. He said it'll be an abundant life. He said it'll be a satisfying life. He said it'll be a wonderful life. Listen, only the Lord. Listen, if you turn down God's call today, listen, the longing in your soul will never be satisfied. Number two, if you turn down God's call, and it could be God's last call, listen to me, not only the longing of your soul will never be satisfied, but the load of guilt will never be lifted. You know, we've got all kind of psychiatrists and all of this business today, and they'll tell you that your grandmother didn't do this or your granddaddy didn't do that. That's the reason you're in such a shape. I'll tell you why men are living like they're living, living like they think that they can ignore God. Mister, I'll tell you what's wrong with man. He's condemned until he comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that load of guilt is lifted. I'll say more about this afternoon. You know why there's young people are sniffing? You know why they're using the needle? You know why young people in America's turning to dope? Listen to me. You know why they're burning their brains out? Mister, you know why they're out there on the border of Texas and they gave themselves to be sacrificed, cut up like chickens, mutilated, buried there in shallow graves. They thought that that would bring the load of guilt off and that would protect them. No, there's just one that can lift that guilt. There's one that can take your condemnation. There's one that can lift all that awfulness of a guilty conscience and a life of dread. There's only one that can lift it, and he is the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Romans he said, there is now no more condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Thank God that old drunk can come. The harlot can come. The gambler can come. That's under the load of sin. That person that's carrying such a heavy load can come. And he said, casting all your care upon him. The Bible said, take my yoke upon you. For my burden is light, my yoke is easy. If you're here this morning and God's calling you, what a terrible thing it would be to turn away God's call. That longing soul will never be satisfied. That load of guilt will never be lifted. But here's something that bothers me. Oh, the love of God will never be known. If you're here and you've never known the love of God, that love that sent Jesus down from the ivory palaces of heaven, that love that caused the Father to let wicked men nail him to a cross, that love that goes deeper than the deepest sin, that love that goes higher than the highest star. I'm glad the Bible said, listen what it says, Isaiah 38 verse 17. It's the John 3:16 of the New Testament. You say, what does it say? It says, for peace I had bitterness. Oh, a man that don't know the love of God, a man that doesn't have the love of God. Paul said, Christ commended his love toward me while I was a sinner. And Paul said, oh, the love of Christ in me constrains me. It'll make me go to church when I don't feel like going to church. It'll make me pray when I don't feel like praying. That love will keep me going when I don't feel like going. What a blessing it is. I thought 2 months ago I wouldn't be here in this meeting. But I'm in good shape now. I can jump that flat-footed back there now. Praise God. I couldn't hardly pick up my foot. But oh, the Lord's wonderful, isn't he? He's wonderful. He's gracious. He's kind. But I want to tell you something. I had bitterness for so long. I had bitterness for so long. For peace, I had great bitterness. But listen to what Isaiah said. He said, but for love of my soul, thou hast redeemed my soul out of the pit of corruption. Oh, that's what he did for me. He took me out of the pit of corruption with a bitter spirit and placed in my heart a love that's so great that pen can never write all about it. It's so great that a song can never sing all about it. It's so great that a preacher can never preach all about that love. But oh, what a blessing that is. Now, become this last thing. I'll do it quickly because we won't want you to come back and hear the message on Satanism unmasked. The Spirit said, come. Boy, if you could see the setting of this thing this morning, if you could see the danger of this thing this morning. Oh, I had a man to call me the other day in Atlanta, and he said, preacher, I missed God's last call. And I said, Frank, hear me now. Hear me. I want to help you. You wouldn't be calling me if you... Oh, he said, yes, I missed it. I heard you preach the other night at your son's church, and I'm afraid I missed the call of God for the last time. I could hear him sobbing over that telephone. I said, Frank, you hear me. I'm going to give you over the telephone, and I want you to kneel and accept Jesus, or you may step over the deadline. You may miss God's call. You may walk and insult the Holy Spirit one time too many. I said, listen to what this book said. And the Spirit... That means God's Spirit, His Spirit, and the Spirit. And then he said, the bride, that's the church, say come. We all say come to you that are heavy hearted and heavy laden, and Jesus can give you rest. He said, a Spirit and the bride say what? Come, he that heareth. Can you hear him this morning? He said, you better come. He said, do you thirst? Are you dissatisfied? He said, come. And then he closes out that great last call by these words. And whosoever will, the rich, the poor, the black, the white, whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Didn't cost you a thing. But John on that aisle, and you know why he was there? For the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. They put him in jail out on that island. Years ago, I flew over that island in a little plane. And I said to the pilot, get as close as you can to that rocky terrain. There was a prison house once for one of the greatest preachers that ever lived. He was called Beloved John. He was called the last apostle. He wrote the last of the gospels. He wrote the last of the epistles. He wrote the last book in the Bible, the book of the Revelation. And when he wrote that book, they put him out there to die. Oh, he didn't think he'd ever get off of that island. But God pulled back eternity and let him see heaven and hell and the tribulation and the miseries that were coming upon this world, and God let John the Beloved see this. He said, write it down. And he wrote it down. And then he said, give him one more call, John. Just one more call. Let that little girl know that God's calling her now. Let that young boy know that God's calling now. Let that mother, let that daddy, let that one that's burdened and dissatisfied and without God know that all they have to do is to say, I'm one of the whosoever wills. I'm coming. I want you, Lord, to meet my need. I'm sick of sin and tired of the world and tired of being thirsty and tired of the load. And I don't want to miss the last call. I want to come to Jesus. And when you step out and come to Jesus, you can go out and say, I'm one of the whosoever wills. I didn't wait till I missed God's last call. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I didn't wait till I missed God's last call. God said, you wait a minute, John. I want you to give him one more call. Before you close out the Bible, before you tell him the danger of adding to or taking away from the Word of God, hey, John, I want you to write down one more call. And oh, this is God's last call. And what if you were to miss God's last call this morning, beloved? What if you're here and you miss the last call of heaven? Father, I thank you that the Apostle John had the privilege, there an old man, heard God speak to him. And he stood up and God said, write, John, write these things which you have seen, which you will see, the things which will come hereafter. John, you put them all down in this life's book and make it plain, John. Make it so every mother can understand it. Make it so every daddy can understand it. John, make it so every boy and girl can understand it. Then he comes to that last chapter. And as he was writing there about the Lord Jesus, he said, I testify of him. He gave one of the most beautiful pictures of Jesus. And then right after that, he said, but wait, tell them the Spirit's calling them. Some of you here this morning, the Spirit's speaking to your heart right now. Tell them, John, the bride, the church, they don't want to see them out there in a life of misery and condemnation and finally going to wind up in hell. Tell them the church, and whosoever will, let them come. I wonder this morning how many of you can say, preacher, I'm glad I didn't miss that last call. I thank the Lord, Brother Mays, that I know Jesus, that I'm saved, that I'm on my way to heaven. And I know I heard the call of God. And like little Samuel, I said, thy servant heareth thee. And I answered that call, preacher. Maybe you answered it years ago like I did. Or maybe you answered it this week or last week. But you know you're a born-again Christian. Lift up your hand. Let me see it high all over this auditorium. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you. God bless you this morning. I'm glad. I'm glad for that great sea of hands that could be lifted and say, I know whom I believed, and I'm glad I heard that call. But I wonder if there's somebody here this morning. Let me say this first, for the Christian. You know that God's been calling you to dedication and separation, and God's been speaking to you about some things in your life. And you know you've got some things in your life, Christian, that God's been calling you to repentance about. God's been speaking to you and troubling your heart. Christian, would you slip up that hand and just let me see it? Say, preacher, I'm honest with you. I've got some things in my life the Lord's been calling me and speaking to me about. Lift up your hand. Let me see it high. I want to pray for you. God bless you, and God bless you, and God bless you, and God bless you, and God bless you. God bless you over here, and God bless you here. That's right. Just keep lifting your hand. We want to help you this morning. God bless you and God bless you. God bless you. Lift your hand quickly. We want to help you. God bless you, precious lady. God bless you, son. Are there others real quickly? You know God's calling you. Would you slip up your hand? Would you lift it up real quick? God bless you. I see it. God bless you. I see it. Are there others? Listen, are there others? Now, one more question. I believe there's somebody here. It could be God giving you the last call you'll ever have. Oh, you may walk out of the church this morning and never make it home. Never make it home. You may walk out of this church this morning and never have another opportunity to bow before the Lord and trust the Lord Jesus. If you're not sure you're saved, and if you're not sure you're on your way to heaven, if you're not sure if you were to die today, you would go to heaven, would you slip up that hand? Let us pray for you. Just lift it up back there. We're going to pray for you real quickly. Slip it up, mother, dad, son, or daughter, while we wait just a moment. I want to see your hand. We're going to pray. Would you lift your hand? Let us pray for you real quickly. Just slip it up there and then take it down. I believe the Spirit's speaking to you. I believe God's giving you that call. What if he's giving you the last call you'll ever have? What if this is the sealing of your doom this day, sinner friend? What if this is the time God shuts the door? God bless you. Is there another? Lift your hand. Say, preacher, I'm going to be honest. God's spoken to me, and I don't want to miss God's last call, and I know God's calling me, and I'm not saved. Lift up your hand. Is there another? Come on, all the way back, real quickly. You know you ought to lift that hand. Listen, I believe there are people right here this morning need to lift that hand. Would you lift it up? Let me see it. It could be God's last call to you. Our Father, I brought the Word of God. I thank you that the Word of God will not come back void. I thank you your Spirit's moved. I thank you for the truth that you love us. And when we were bitter, you reached down in that horrible pit and redeemed our soul with the love of God from corruption. In love for my soul, you rescued me. Oh, God, I ought to have been in hell, but you rescued me. You reached down and saved me. Oh, thank you, Lord. But there's some this morning right here in this church, and Lord, it's been a long time since they thanked you for saving them. Several hands were lifted, and people said, preacher, I'm going to be honest. I've heard the call of God. I'm saved, but I'm not living close to the Lord. I've got something in my life that's displeasing God. May these come. But Lord, this little boy over here raised his hand. That lady right back there raised her hand, and others that don't know Jesus, may they hear the call. May they not turn a deaf ear. May they not reject and insult the Holy Spirit. It could be the last call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to look this way. We're singing what, brother?
282.
Number 282. Now look this way. I'm going to say something while we're getting ready to sing. We're not going to sing too long. But oh, my heart yearns for you. My soul, I tell you, I'm troubled. There's some precious people. Listen, if I was going to hell, I'm going to give you something quickly. I wouldn't want to go to hell out of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. See, you hear it every Sunday. See, you hear it every Wednesday night. Oh, I'd rather go to hell in a modernist church. I'd rather go to hell in a heathen land where they never heard the name of Jesus than to sit there on that pew and the precious Holy Spirit give you a call. And then you say, no, no. You know what might be our trouble? We Christians that will raise our hands and say, preacher, I know everything's not right. We need to get everything right. Mm-hmm. And then I will teach transgressors their ways. That's what God said to the psalmist. We're going to stand and sing this song. The good pastor will be here. You just need to come down as a Christian kneel. You come. You that do not know the Lord, you come, and the dear pastor will have somebody to lead you to Jesus. Everybody stand. Everybody singing the first song. Come right on down. We're going to sing this song. So you come right on down. Don't wait. I want you to come. I want you to come. Would you come? All right?
Just
come right on down.
Amen. I am without.
but that thy blood was shed for me. Come right on down.
Of God I come.
Amen. Just keep coming. You know God's calling you. God's calling you. Come right on down. The Lord's calling you. Come right on down. Speaking to you. God's calling you. Come right on. Come right on. Amen. Listen, beloved, I'd step out today. I'd step out today. I'd come right down this aisle. First stanza again. Let's sing the first stanza. Come on. Just as you are. God's calling you. The Holy Spirit. The bride. Praise God. You to bow your head for just a moment. We're going to sing one more stanza, then we're going to pray. Listen to me. I want to ask you something from my heart to your heart. Has God called you? Are you living close to Him? Are you really doing what God would have you to do? Oh, let me tell you something. God's dealing with you. God's speaking to you this morning. You know, when I walked down the aisle of the church about 5 minutes to 11, God said, you turn to Revelation 22, and I was going to bring you another message from Proverbs. God said, tell them that I'll give them a last call one of these days. For 6,000 years, God's been calling, man. 600 times in the Bible, you'll find the word come. Come, God says. Come ye that are weary, come ye that are troubled, come ye then hear the call of God. Father, I thank you for these that have come. I thank you for the precious Holy Spirit that's moving. Oh, I thank you for the call. Lord, I'm glad for that night. About 8:45, I surrendered to the call of God. I've never been sorry. Thank God I answered the call. But Lord, there's some here this morning, they're precious, but they've never answered the call. And I plead the blood that they'll answer the call of God right now on this life stands in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Look this way. The last stanza. Are you going to answer God's last call to you maybe? Come on, Christian or sinner. God's calling you. Come on. Come on, sing the last stanza, Brother Gary. All right,
Father,
sing.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relief.
Amen.
Because I promise, I believe, O Lamb of God, I come.
Now, Father, we thank you today, oh, for speaking to our hearts. I want to thank you for everyone that came down and knelt. I want to thank you for the precious Holy Spirit that makes God real to our lives and Jesus precious. I want to thank you for these that answered that call. Oh, for the young and for the old.
Whoever will come, whosoever will, you said can come. And I thank you, precious God. Thank you for these that are being dealt with now. Thank you for these that have already said yes, Lord, to thee. Yes, Lord, to thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Look this way for just a moment, Brother Pastor. We're going to wait just a moment. Let's bow our heads for just a moment. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, oh, for these that have come. What a privilege it is to come to one that loves us. What a joy it is to be able to leave with the bells of heaven ringing in our hearts. Oh, we thank you for loving us so much. We thank you, dear Lord, for the peace that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a blessing to answer that call. What a blessing. In Jesus' precious name, we do pray. Amen, amen. You can be seated for just a moment now. Good pastor come, then I want to say something. We'll go.